This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Monday Meditation. It's good to be here with you again. If you're new to meditation, I feel that the basics are really simple and can be practiced. And you may just want to get information, but it's the sort of thing where the best way to approach is just to give it a try experientially. So what we do is we use our ability to decide where to place attention, and we do it in a sort of unusual way, because we ask ourselves to pay attention to something like the sensations connected with our normal breathing process, and not in some dramatic, deep, intensive way, just the most superficial sensations, such as what we can feel at the opening of the nose or the upper lip as air passes in and passes out of our nose. Or we can feel sensations in the abdomen, the chest, as there's a slight movement with the in-breath and the out-breath. And of course, you know, these sensations, you know, are ignored most of the time for good reason, because we have other things to think about. And we don't need to think about these sensations in order to breathe and so forth. The reason we do this is there's something about the mental activity, this simple focusing and sustaining attention with very simple neutral sensations like these, which has extraordinary effects in our consciousness. It's a way of cultivating more clarity, stability, and so forth. So we can use other sensations other than the breath, such as sounds or sensations in our hands or feet and so forth. The breath will work pretty well for most people. If you do find that there's a lot of anxiety kind of triggered by paying attention to your breath, the first thing I would suggest, just try focusing at the nose. Keep it real simple and light at the nose. But if there's still that anxiety, hands, feet are fine. And then one thing that will happen, and that's it. That's the main instruction. Just try to keep the attention fairly focused on what's happening there. It's simple, but of course it's not that easy to do, because our minds will tend to want more entertainment, more stimulation. You know, even worrying about some stupid problem, our minds are going to be like, okay, I've felt the breath now for a full 47 seconds in and out, like a bunch of times, like at least 12. I don't know how many. And now I need to start worrying about that stupid problem again, right? Very normal. It's not because we can't meditate. It's our normal minds at work. And we're not automatically shutting that off, even as we do practice this activity with a serious approach. And so what we do when we notice the attention has drifted, and you know, it's interesting, we have 47 seconds observing the breath, then this problem occurs to us, and 20 minutes may go by, and suddenly I'm ringing the bell. Right? That can happen, right? Where we just got lost in it. And so what do we do? I mean, if that happens, just chuckle, first of all, right? Okay, that's interesting. Even that's not a sign you can't meditate. It's just, okay, that's what happened that time. But, you know, very often we'll recognize within a 20 seconds or a minute or whatever that, oh, I'm thinking now. My attention has been drawn into mulling over this problem or planning something and so forth. Perfectly normal activity of our thoughts. And we include what's happening in the sense. What that means is we recognize it's happening. Just that recognition and a quiet whisper of a thought can be helpful. A thought like thinking or planning or worrying, right? Just to recognize what's going on, or maybe our imagination, visual imagination is running wild, sort of seeing or whatever. Just a quiet conceptual recognition of what's happening can help us include that in the meditation. We don't try to squelch the thoughts by sheer willpower. That's not going to happen, and it's not helpful to kind of get that energy going. Just recognize, okay, I'm thinking, this is thinking, and then redirect the attention back to the breath or wherever you're focusing. Okay, so I mean, these are simple matters. It's hard to do. And there are times when we notice that a pattern keeps coming up and keeps coming up. And then it can be time to do another sort of intervention where we actually shift to another type of meditation, like a loving kindness meditation. And so we'll begin today in the usual way, the last few minutes. I'll lead a loving kindness meditation just so you can get a taste of that. And then we'll talk a little bit about how they work together. So, okay, let's begin. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Letting the breath be normal. So we'll come back to the breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds that you can hear right now. Notice this is relatively easy in that we don't have to try to hear everything or strain to hear something in particular. We don't have to keep track as if we were supposed to write a report. No, just moment after moment, giving your attention primarily to some of the sounds you can hear as they come and go. This is quite doable. So you can stay with sounds if you wish. Come back to sounds whenever you wish. It's also good to practice with our bodies. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body but with kind of that same open attitude, just for, to begin, just notice generally the feel of your body, head and shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. Just what can you feel? What sensations? Again, not complicated. It's the kind of the most superficial. Just, yeah, some light tingling in my hands, buzzing in my right shoulder, whatever. Just noticing, no need to name, just feeling what you feel. So it is good to know that there's no need to evaluate how well we're doing this, right? It's like, wow, I can't feel a lot. Oh, that's all right. Sometimes that's how it is. Sometimes we feel like, whoa, there's way too much going on. So whatever, we're just noticing. And now we can direct our attention to the sensations connected with the breath. Abdomen, chest, slight movement, tensing as the in-breath begins, falling, softening, dissolving as the out-breath begins, unfolds. the opening of the nose, this flow of fine sensations as air comes in, as air leaves. So we're not, doing something real complicated. We're doing something unusual, but the idea is just to try to notice what's happening. Takes some effort, but it's mostly a decision to try, and then mustering the patience to stay with it. And it's like, as you know, with sounds, which we're not trying to feel everything there. It's not that sort of investigation. It's much more just an activity of our minds to focus attention on something. And so just knowing when the in-breath begins is good enough in a way, when the out-breath begins, but kind of keeping that continuity. And then keeping in mind that, try as we might, all of us at some point will notice the attention has drifted off into thoughts, sometimes thoughts stimulated by sounds or other sensations in our bodies and so forth. So again, it's the invitation is to be aware of that also. And with thoughts, it can be good to kind of recognize thinking, planning, worrying. Actually, using a thought to label what's happening can be a helpful way, but don't need to get involved, right? So we don't have to try to stop the thinking. Even as we refrain from that habit, which can be quite strong, of course, of following what thoughts come next and so forth, even when we sort of know what's going to come next because it's happening, it's a pattern that's so familiar. So we take an interest in our minds, but it's mainly just kind of that recognition thinking, and then reconnecting again with the breath or wherever you're focusing. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So for the last few minutes of the meditation, would invite you to try loving kindness practice if you wish. If you feel you have good momentum and want to just continue, that's all right. But in this practice goes well with the basics of mindfulness. Here we use thoughts, images, and so forth as a main component of the meditation. And so the idea would be to bring to mind some person or animal whom you find it really easy to appreciate, and where the relationship is not too complicated. And so it probably isn't going to be someone in our family or someone we're real close to, because that can have complications, right? So we can practice loving kindness with them in mind after we get some momentum. But it's easier to start with someone where there's just not any kind of friction or problem whatsoever. And so often pets do fit the bill, but if they're kind of hard to get along with, then maybe not. So it doesn't matter too much who it is. It might even be someone you just see, a neighbor or someone you see every now and then, but you always are kind of like, oh yeah, there they are, right? It could be a family member. So, but the idea is someone where it's just easy. It's easy to think of them and you enjoy when they come to mind. So if someone has come to mind, don't rush here. There's no need to rush on this. But if someone's come to mind, we visualize them in our minds. We imagine them maybe in a place that they might enjoy, or that is a nice place, or just see them, their face or their some feature. Notice what you like about them. Why them? Why did they come to mind? So we use thoughts here. We just reflect a little bit. And there may be a lot of words, there may not be a lot of words, but kind of just wrap your mind around that question. You know, why did they come to mind? What do I appreciate? So we're doing a meditation here where we're appreciating the goodness in a being, and letting that appreciation have its effect in us. We might feel something as we do this, we might not. So either way, it's okay. If we do feel an emotion, then we practice with that emotion in the way that we practice generally with emotions in mindfulness, just feeling it in our bodies. So often we'll bring that up in connection with difficult emotions, right? You know, try to feel it in the reverberation in your body, in the torso. We can do the same with a more positive emotion of caring for someone, liking someone, and so forth. But we may not feel anything. That's it. It often we don't, and it's not necessarily part of this. So we hold this person in mind. We might have a vision of them. We mulling over what we like. We use thoughts in another way, a little bit like a mantra, where we have some phrases we just repeat, like, may you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. So those phrases, or others, keep them simple, and just repeating. If the kind of repeating the words seems like too much work, it might be for that moment, you know. So just come back just to the image of them, or mulling over what you like. So we're using our minds here, right? Our ability to think and to decide what to think, and form an image if that comes to us. So I'll be silent for a minute, and then I'll ring a bell just to end this part also. So thank you. It's good to meditate with you. That was, of course, just a taste of loving kindness meditation. We typically, not always, but typically would begin thinking of somebody else who we like in the way that we did. And then we can be playful with it for sure. Just think of other people we like and so forth. We can think of ourselves too. It can be very, very good practice. However, we most of us tend to fall into that complicated zone, right? We do like ourselves in theory. We do really care about ourselves, but we also can be highly judgmental and self-critical and so forth. And so it's good, I think people might differ on this, but I think it's good to start with somebody else where it's really easy, kind of get some momentum for this. And then bring in others we like, bring in ourselves. And then, it is a practice that can be done with difficult people also that who we don't like. But the formula is the same. We think of something that we like about them. And if you can't think of anything at all that you like about them, well, that's okay. You don't have to practice this for everyone, right? But it's possible you might think of something, but and often, very often, even though a person is difficult, we can find something we appreciate. So we can practice with difficult people and so forth, and then kind of more generally. So it's a great practice, and it is good complement to mindfulness practice for several reasons. One is it's a practice in and of itself. It's a great meditation practice. It's a good practice for deepening concentration. So it's another way to deepen concentration in addition to like using the breath and so forth. And then in the midst of mindfulness practice, when we do notice that we're not merely thinking a lot, but we're going through the same damn stories again and again. Right? Anyone know what I'm talking about? It's like we all know what I'm talking about, right? It's just our minds work that way. So when we find that's happening in meditation, it can be good to just decide to turn our attention to other thoughts. But in the spirit of doing mindfulness practice, right? And so the core practice is just recognize I'm thinking. Often, if we're going through some rigmarole again and again, there's some emotion connected with it. So we feel the emotion, and that's fine. That's great. But then there also is a place for when we notice, okay, yes, I have seen this pattern before. And just like, I think it might be smart to do some loving kindness meditation right now. And it is a little more complicated than the basics of mindfulness, but not that much. And so just, bringing attention to the person, an image of them, reflecting on what we appreciate, and then wishing them well, and so forth. I'm well known for, keeping the basics of mindfulness really, really simple. I love the beauty of the simplicity, and so forth. And I'm not withdrawing that position, but, there also is a place for, I hate to use the word fun, but there is a little bit of a place here for having fun, even with difficult patterns of thoughts. And so this is a way that we can kind of just experiment with our minds and so forth in those times when we notice that, not only am I restless and thinking a lot, but I'm just going back to the same topic again and again. I go to the breath, and then my mind wants to come back and go to the breath. And of course, we're not meditating in order to become dumb. On the contrary, this is really, in my opinion, like a way of becoming smarter. And one of the ways in which we become smarter is there are times where something occurs to us, a problem, and we notice I'm thinking, and the mind doesn't just automatically go back to the breath. It actually jumps to the solution, right? Boom. I have stories. It's happened dozens of times for me, and so it's okay to allow for creativity and so forth. One of the ways that creativity comes in is like because we're kind of getting out of our normal ruts just by paying attention to the breath, paying attention to the breath. There's space for something new to arise in our minds, and so the solution to a problem can come to mind. But sometimes we're just kind of running through the cycling through this again and again.
So Marvin, how do we breathe?
How do we what? Excuse
How
me?
do we breathe?
Just breathe normally. Just breathe
Okay.
normally. Don't breathe. So we began the meditation with some deeper breaths. That's
Okay.
just one way to start. It's nothing special about that. But the breath that we're paying attention to is just the normal breath that has been happening for you for some time. I
Okay,
intended
thanks.
that as a joke.
Okay.
We've all been breathing for quite a while, right?
Right.
And
And
so
so
that's the breath we're talking about, just the normal breath. And it turns out that when we pay attention to, this area around the nose, the upper lip, we can feel some sensations as air comes in. We may never have noticed that before. That's all. It's just that we're not getting the breath complicated.
we don't need to inhale in our and to expand our abdomen.
No. The abdomen, good question. The abdomen naturally is moving
Okay.
with the normal breath, and it's been doing that since before day one, right?
Okay.
So that's happening already. I should add very quickly, there are ways even for mindfulness methods of doing different things with the breath, counting breaths or holding the breath and long, short. That's definitely in the kind of there are ways of doing that can be useful, but I think to get going, it's better don't complicate the breath at all and
Okay.
just feel the sensations. And if that part makes sense, that's really how simple it is.
Okay, and so I do the counting
Okay. Yeah.
to count in my head.
That's all right.
Okay.
So how long do you count?
Maybe like 30.
Whoa,
Okay.
that's a lot. You might consider just counting up to five or seven
Okay.
and then starting over.
Okay.
If you like the counting can be useful just as help us keep our attention there.
Okay.
In, out, one, in, out, two, and so forth. So that can be helpful just as a little bit more structure. The problem with just counting up to high as we can go, I've tried it. I've noticed that my mind can sort of get a counter going,
Okay.
even while I'm thinking about baseball and all the problems and so forth, right? And so it's not helping necessarily stay connected with the breath. It is just a tool. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Good questions.
Good. Thank you, Marvin.
You're
Appreciate it.
welcome. Yeah. Michelle,
Can
you
I
have a
ask a
hand? Yeah,
question?
sure.
So I've always been confused about this, and maybe you can unconfuse me. When we do loving kindness meditation, we're obviously focusing on something. I
Yeah.
mean, we're thinking,
Yes.
and the whole point of meditation is to not be thinking and focused on thinking. So is that actually
Yeah.
considered meditation, loving kindness?
Yeah, gr very excellent question. When we, two answer, two parts. When we try to focus on the breath, we want to keep that as simple as possible. We want to keep the concentration developing. And so when we get distracted by the thoughts, we recognize them and come back. So in that sense, the less we're distracted by thoughts, the better. But secondly, there are ways of using thoughts as the meditation, as part of the meditation, as what we're focusing on. And so there would be some forms of meditation that use a mantra, just repeat as kind of the basic method, like transcendental meditation, using a mantra, just a thought or a phrase in our minds, just focusing on that. So instead of the breath, we would focus on that. And so in loving kindness meditation, we're using thoughts, we're paying attention to them, but it's easy, right? So we don't have to struggle. It's just we have this person in, I mean, our minds will still wander. Like, we're thinking about our dearest friend and how wonderful they are. And suddenly we're thinking about baseball again, It's just like, wow, maybe I don't really like. So it's interesting, right? Anyway, the third thing I guess I would say is, like, what is the point of meditation is a fantastic question, right? And I'm not among those who would say that it's to stop thinking, right? We want to develop a mind that has some choice and some capacity. And so we definitely don't want to just kind of sit in meditation and mull over our day. That there's more we can do than that for that to kind of cultivate calmness, even though sometimes that's fine. I would kind of, wouldn't endorse the idea that our goal here is somehow to stop thinking. It's more in the bigger goals would be more in the line of, of not suffering so much, whether it's because of our own thoughts or because of our own attitudes of grasping and craving and so forth. And this is where, the Buddhists they get a bad rap because they talk about the truth of suffering as number one truth of the noble truths. But that's the real meaning there is we all know the real meaning, which is life can be disappointing, right? Everyone knows that, including 7-year-olds and 6-year-olds too. We all know that. And so then there is a question, what do we do about that? And I see the Buddhist practice, which we're doing here, but without joining a religion, as a way of dealing with that question, how to cultivate well-being and whatever happiness is possible in a world where life is difficult and disappointing. And the answer certainly isn't figure out a way to stop thinking, right? It's nice to have some freedom from our thoughts, though. And so this is where, yeah, we do practice, try to stay with the breath, but then there will be times where we're thinking and so forth. Thank you all. It's good to practice with you. Thanks for the great questions.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.